Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino. I am so excited about the show today because I have such an amazing guest. You guys know him from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you know him from Man's Ode with Children. He's a Bravo celebrity, and he's going to be joining me in just a little bit to talk all things Housewives. We get into the new season of Jersey Housewives, we talk about Orange County and Dallas, and we talk about one of my queens, my main queen, Mariah Carey, because Greggy actually loves her too. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear that. And before I get to that interview, I just want to recommend a couple things that I've been really into lately and that I'm hoping you guys will be too. One of those is a show on NBC called Great News. Now, Great News is on Thursday nights. It's after Will and Grace, which by the way, I'm loving the new Will and Grace, okay? I know we were all a little skeptical when they announced they were coming back, but this new season has been great. The first episode was a little bit too much in terms of politics, but I thought it was still great and funny and wonderful to see all those guys back together again. And then we had an episode which was dealing with dating and aging as a gay man, and I just found it so refreshing, and we haven't seen anything like this on TV as far as I can remember. And it's still got the sitcom tropes that we're used to, but it's just a different kind of subject matter. I mean, when Will and Grace went off the air, those guys were much younger, and it was still very rare to see any gay people on TV, but now it seems even more revolutionary to see gay men of a certain age on TV. So I'm just really happy it's back, and I love it. But anyway, after Will and Grace, there's a show called Great News, and it's by Tina Fey produces it, and she's been on the past few episodes. Season one was a shortened season. I think it was maybe 10 episodes. Maybe 13. I don't know. It was something like that. It was a short first season. And Andrea Martin stars in it. Nicole Richie's in it, which Nicole Richie is the fucking breakout star of this show. I mean, I know everyone knows who Nicole Richie is, but the fact that she has such brilliant comedic timing, I mean, I feel like she is the heir apparent to Jenna from 30 Rock. Do you guys remember 30 Rock? She's kind of got that same vibe, and she's not as good as Jane Krakowski, but they give her a lot of great one-liners, and she's just fantastic. So if you aren't watching that, please check out Great News, because it is so, so good. And I just haven't really heard people talking about it. It seems to be under the radar a little bit. And 30 Rock was always a little bit under the radar, but people that loved it loved it. And there were constantly news articles and people talking about 30 Rock in the media, but I haven't really heard anyone talking about Great News, and I want people to be talking about it, because it is so good. It's funny, and it's a little bit more hopeful and full of heart. It's got more heart than 30 Rock. It's set at a newsroom, and it's really focused on this girl and her overbearing mother, played by Andrea Martin, who's so fucking brilliant. I mean, I can't. Andrea Martin's also brilliant on Difficult People. Like, she's doing double duty right now. There's on that show Difficult People on Hulu. So she's just killing it right now. She's slaying the game. Andrea Martin is slaying the game. But please watch Great News, because it's so fun. And also, I love that. And I want it to do well, so we get a third season. And check out all the old seasons on Hulu, the first seasons on Hulu. And it's in its second now. I'm not sure if I made that clear. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, I want to get to my interview with Greggy. Greggy is just the best, the sweetest, the most handsome. He's wonderful, and if you don't follow him on Twitter and Instagram, you need to, because he's so fucking funny. He's constantly tweeting about Housewives and all that good stuff that we love. He's at Greggy Bennett, so please go follow him. And if you don't follow me, please go follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Danny Pellegrino. And on Facebook, I'm at Pellegrino Danny. And my Facebook is embarrassing still, guys, because I don't have a lot of followers on that. I created a public page, and there's not many people on there. And I put all my little stupid memes, so I need you guys to go follow it if you can. And one more thing, too, that I'm going to beg of you, which is so annoying. You guys, I'm being so obnoxious about this. But if you can, please go rate this podcast on iTunes if you like it. Not if you don't, because I'm emotionally unstable. But please, if you like it, go give it 5 stars and write a little review, because it really helps me out so much. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, my interview here with Greggy Bennett is, it was a phone interview, so the audio is not perfect, but it's still really good, and he is just the best. I mean, you're going to love, if you don't already love him, you're going to love him now, because he's great. So here is my interview with Greggy.
Hi, Greggy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my God, thanks for having me. I'm so happy for you and your new podcast here.
Oh, you are so sweet. And next time you're in town, you'll have to come in like live in my tiny little apartment and record.
I will. I would love that.
Yeah. Now, we met through a mutual friend, Tyler.
Tyler Duckworth, one of my favorite people ever.
He is the best, right? So I need to get him and you here.
Oh my God. That would be insane.
I would love it.
I would too.
Okay, now, so I want to talk Jersey Housewives with you. You are from Jersey, right? What part of Jersey are you from?
I am from Jersey. I am from a town called Bridgewater, which is near Princeton. So I am I'm from the middle of the state, not like the north and not the south, which is very like Philly adjacent. It's just its own little bubble in the middle.
Okay, so how did you get involved in filming then?
Albie Manzo and I were buddies in college, actually. So he lived in an apartment near mine, and we were all friends, and we all used to hang out in college, like a whole little crew of us. And then after college, I moved into the city, and he moved home. And then a few years later, he was moving to Hoboken, and then he was like, we have a third bedroom, do you want to come? And it kind of all made sense, so I did it.
Do you think Caroline will ever come back to the show? That was sort of your connection to the show. Albie is Caroline's son. Do you think she would ever come back to The Housewives?
I don't think she would. Yeah. I think she's good. I think she, like, saw it and did it and got her little spinoff that ran for 3 seasons, and that was great. But, like, she's got a granddaughter now, and I don't think she's really up for it. But, you know, never say never, right?
Yes, exactly. Did you watch the premiere?
I did watch the premiere because I knew I was going to call in for your show.
Yes. Okay. What did you think? Tell me what you thought.
In general, like, overall, it'll probably be a no for me, like, in terms of appointment viewing, the way Dallas or New York are to me, which are my two crown jewels at the moment. But it's good. It's good for like a marathon or something like that. The biggest thing that stuck out to me, and I've like tweeted about this a few times, is that Siggy like brought in Margaret. Yeah. She brought her in. It was like her friend. And she's like, Margaret is the boss of a woman who has come to 16 of my events. And I was like, so she's like a fan?
Yeah.
But they didn't even try to like do a cover. You know how usually they're like, oh, I know so-and-so from shopping.
Or, yeah,
like,
the connection was loose.
There was there wasn't even a bare bones story. They were just like embracing the fact that this woman is connected because she employs a crazy woman who goes to 16 Housewives book signings.
Yes.
Which is pretty nuts. Like, that in and of itself was crazy.
I was shocked at how much I ended up liking Margaret. When I just saw an image of her, I didn't think, I was like, I'm not sure I'm on board. But when she showed up, I liked it.
Yeah, she's a breath of fresh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's such a shock to me, because I used to see how other women would try and get on, and the big no from them was always, you don't have, like, a connection to these people, because it's a show about family.
Yeah.
But I guess they're kind of, like, now that, like, the Manzos are all out, and like, the Judah, like, people were over the family drama with the Gorgas, so I guess they're kind of just going for, like, classic. Like the other Housewife cities, how they just bring people in and like shoehorn them in together, and like maybe this will work and help bring back where it used to be.
I'm tired of all the Teresa stuff, and that's why I asked if you think Caroline would ever come back, because I feel like the last few seasons they've had to deal with these people coming on, and they all kind of kiss Teresa's ass because the show has become about her, and it used to be about the Manzo family a little bit more, or really a lot, and So, I mean, my dream of dreams is, like, I want Teresa to take a season off, and then maybe just make it about another family or another woman or something like that, and then bring Teresa back into the fold later. But the past couple seasons, it just seems like everyone is just, it's all about Teresa, and a lot of that stuff is just so fucking dark.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the other thing is, I think, like, especially for Teresa, but also Danielle as well, is like the major bone that the both of them have to pick is with Caroline. Mm-hmm. So like they may get along this season and like pal around, but like what, you know, where do they go from there? Like, yeah. they both want her. They want the big face off, and like she's just like very happy in her life and doesn't like need the money, so she doesn't need to do TV. And so, you know, it's this weird kind of like I see them building a relationship, but like to what end? And I guess mm-hmm. like what, you have Kim D and you have all those crazy like cartoon character people who like float in and out.
Wait, so I have you met Kim D before? You have, right?
I have met Kim D, yes.
Tell me about her. Everything. Everything.
So this was at a time when it was season two I met her. So it was like the hair pulling and all that shit. Mm-hmm.
You were at the posh show, right?
I was at the posh show, but I was also at Teresa's Christmas party. That's where I met Kim. She's always been very nice to me. You know, she is exactly the way she is on television. She's like a, you know, like a cartoon character is the only way I can describe her. But she was always very nice to me. And I know, like, you know, I can't keep up with like who likes each other and doesn't. Like, I know she didn't like Caroline at the end of her, the last season Caroline was on. I remember she tried to do some kind of like Twitter thing and mm-hmm. that doesn't really, like, whatever. But then like Jacqueline's friends with her. Like, I don't know who's friends and who isn't. So.
But she was nice to you. She seemed...
You know what? They all have always been very nice to me.
Yeah. Who's your favorite? Who's been your favorite?
Kathy Wakili.
Kathy was great.
Saint Kathy. You know, and you know what? She, like... A lot of people were like, oh, she's boring or this and that. Like, had her own set of problems, like, whatever. But she's a good person. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, she's, like, she's a nice girl.
But I I think her main problem was she's too normal for that.
Oh, definitely.
You know, she was...
Like, yeah.
You could tell she was, like, a normal person.
Yeah, she is. She's just a nice lady. You know what I mean? Like, I saw a lot of my mother in her, like her warmth. Mm-hmm. So whenever there would be a fight and she'd be like getting, you know, her shit handed to her by some monster, like I wanted to hug her because I just felt bad for her.
Yeah. Did you ever try her dessert?
I have tried her cannolis. They're good. She just opened her pizza place called Pizza Love in New Jersey. So I'm going to check that out because we love calf.
Okay, so you said the posh fashion show you were at. I want you to get into that night, because that was the night that Ashley, Jacqueline's daughter, pulled Danielle Staub's hair out.
It was that
so
night.
So you were Teresa's date for that evening, right? Am I saying that right? I think you tell this story all the time when I see you.
I have told this like 100 times. But yeah, it's like... the only story that I really have to tell.
Deathbed, just telling the story.
My deathbed, like in my obit. She had called me and said she wanted me to go with her because they wouldn't let the husbands go to the event. And she was like, it's going to happen, but I want you to be my date. And of course, like I was 23 and I was like, oh, a housewife wants to use me as a gay accessory. Like, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's really what it was, right? Like, let's call it spade a spade. Like, so I went and like, I remember her. She had this like frumpy old hairdresser who actually was like the beginning of season three, like said something rude to Caroline and then he was excommunicated. But in season two, he also came with her and was like intent. Oh, well, yeah. So he came with her and so did her fucking lunatic book writer, the ghostwriter woman.
Teresa's book ghostwriter?
Yeah. So she was featured like here and there. Her name is Heather, I think. She was fucking nuts too. Like, it was just, Teresa was always surrounded by these like bottom feeder people who she was too like nice or maybe naive or whatever. She just liked what they said to her because they were just kind of like, yes, you're amazing. So she was always surrounded by like shadowy people, like people who came and went. Like, she always had a different hairdresser and makeup artist. And she's had the same girl now for many years. So I guess she like found one who's good. But for a while there in the beginning, she used to switch out. Like, there was always a different person. I say this because that night, the hairdresser, Daniel.
Yes. Daniel. Not to be confused with Danny, who was Danielle's, that guy that she used to keep around. No, not Danny. Remember?
It was Daniel. He had frosted tips and like wore loud buttons. And he came and he got mad because I was seated at the table with her and production was like, go sit at this other table. And he like made a stink about it being his moment or something.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
I know. I was just like, okay, I got to sit at the table. So, you know, he wanted to be on camera. But that night was nuts as it unfolded because I had never been in the room with Danielle before. I was terrified of her, and I remain terrified of her to this day.
Do you like Danielle? Like, do you like watching her? Are you scared? You said you're scared of her. What is she like in real life?
Oh, I mean, I would think I would be scared of her if I didn't. I had never been associated with this, right? Like, I don't think any normal person watches her on TV and it's like, oh, she's relatable. Like, I think you appreciate her for being, like, good for television. Like, she's good TV. She's fucking nuts. But, like, I wouldn't want her associated with me or, like, whatever personal brand I was trying to launch from being on a TV show. But, you know, I mean, she's great. She wore a wife beater to a reunion.
That's the best. That was the one where she pushed Teresa pushed Andy, right?
Yeah,
that's
she just, like, rolled off in that little skirt and that wife beater tanked up.
That also has one of the best moments in Housewife history when she's hugging Jacqueline. Like, the longest hug ever.
She's like, no more.
Love it. Now, when they film an event like the Posh Fashion Show, are all the people there brought on by production, or is it literally an event that would be going on regardless of filming?
So, I think the Posh Fashion Show used to happen anyway, and I think it would have happened regardless. I don't think it would have been I don't think those people all would have necessarily been there in the same room, you know, confronting each other. Like, I think a lot of that is, like, they know they're making a TV show. I think that anyone who is potentially going to be on the show, so they use those events to, like, try people out. So sometimes you'll see random, like, women with their husbands there who are allowed, who are mic'd and are, like, giving it their best shot. Like, I remember season four, season three at Melissa's Christmas party. There was a girl there, and they were trying her and her husband out, and she just, like, did not fit. Like, she had this, like, gross hair. She just wasn't.
Her hair was the worst part.
And I think she got, like, a title, like, in that episode when she walked up to the door. They were like, so-and-so, like, Melissa's friend. But I don't think she was ever seen again. Like, so those types of people are at these events. Like,
gosh, how many people, do you know how many people they test every season or when they're doing an event like that?
I have no idea, but I mean, I remember, like, we would be on our way to something and they'd be like, oh, some new person's going to be there. But, you know, a lot of the time it doesn't work out. But it's also funny to go to those events because in addition to invited guests who have been asked to come and film, you have, like, the second tier of people who are there and hoping that something they do will get them discovered. So there's like women fighting on camera, but then there's women fighting, like, off camera in the corner who think something's going to come. I don't know. It's just it's like a funny thing to sit back.
I would love to just see the extra footage of these other women that have never made it onto these shows.
Oh, the best.
Like, it's a B-side.
So funny.
Oh, I would watch the shit out of it. Now, do you know Dolores? Because wasn't Dolores friends with Caroline?
Yeah, I know Dolores.
So tell me about Dolores. Do you like Dolores? What do you think of her?
I do. I like her a lot. I have a very weird story. Her uncle took my mother to the prom because my mother's from Patterson.
Oh, cute.
Like, in the weirdest, like, pattern. Like, that's such a New Jersey
thing. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's always been very sweet to me. She's a nice lady.
What do you think of Frankie, her son?
What do you think of
Frankie? Yeah, he's hot. He's hot as shit, but I think this season he's gotten a little bit too muscly for me. I mean, I still want to turn him away.
That's not a thing to me.
Yeah, you like a big juice head, right?
I like a meat stick, yeah.
But
the thing is, like, I remember the season two premiere, he was like a kid. So it for me to be like, whoa, that guy's hot, is like, I feel uncomfortable saying it. Like, I know he's legal, but at the same time, like, it's just a weird,
thing. You know, I told a friend that I was interviewing you, and my friend said, you have to ask about Caroline and Dina. Like, I don't want you to, you know, get in trouble with Caroline, obviously, but is there anything you could tell us about what actually was going on? Because it was never really explained.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, like, things, I don't know, there was no, like, one thing, and I think, you know, when you get in a fight with your sibling, and, like, shit just snowballs, like, I was never, like, that in the know about, like, the intimate details about it, so I know everyone thinks that there was, like, this one big earth-shattering, like, thing that no one knows about, but I don't think that was it. I think it was just kind of, like, you know, how siblings can be.
Okay, now that's
a disappointing answer, but it's, like.
No, I get it. What about Joe and Melissa? Tell me about them. What did you like about them? What don't you like about them?
I still like them. I did. Well, the thing was, like, you could see when we were filming how much Teresa, like, hated her, right? Like,
really?
Hated them on and hated that she was, like, coming on her show. And, like, it was very obvious. Like, she's not a very, she's not a person who can easily pretend or hide her emotions. So, like, it was obvious. And, like, they were just fun and young and they were, like, a pretty couple and they came over to our apartment. Hoboken like went out with us one night. It was just, you know, it was refreshing. So I still like them. I'm still friendly with them.
And how are Albie and Chris doing now?
They're great. They are great. They've always got something going on. I don't listen very much. I know Chris has a show on, it's like this Fantasy Football Network, which is a network, I guess. So he does this like, it is a straight thing, but it's like a silly little show and it's perfect for Chris. Like it's like a panel show. So fun. Yeah. So I've watched a few. Not really my, I'm not the demo though.
No, I get it. I get it. What else are you watching? What do you like right now?
I'm very into Dallas. Very, very,
so
very
good, right?
I do, before we go, I just want to call out one more thing from New Jersey that stayed with me. Was when Teresa was talking about how she and Danielle have become friendly and they did a random cutaway, two of them in the hot tub, just talking. Yeah. But it gave no context as to where they were, when it was, why they were in a hot tub, and they were and I like looked at, and like I got like super stoned before I watched the Housewives.
Sure.
And I like looked at my boyfriend. I was like, I know, like I'm a little fucked up, but like that was weird, right?
And he's
like, yeah, bizarre.
The whole Danielle introduction was strange. I mean, she just showed up at that breakfast.
And no one was like, Danielle's coming, or, oh, Danielle's here.
She nothing. And then they flash back, like, the only kind of context they gave was when they flash back to Danielle's housewarming. And I'm like, why aren't we seeing Danielle's housewarming? Like, right. I feel like that should have been in her introduction.
I know. Well, I do like that they now have the wherewithal to film events that are used solely for like flashbacks, right? Like New York does it, OC does it. And I guess that's just like they've always filmed those events, but they don't use everyone in like the linear storyline. Like they use them for flashbacks now and stuff. Like the storytelling has definitely improved over the years for all these shows.
Did you ever watch Danielle on that VH1 show Famous Foods?
Oh, no, I've seen her sharpening the knife.
It was a mess, and I don't have anything else to say about it, but it was good. If you get a chance, go back and try to find it somewhere. And I actually went with some friends. You know Ira, he's a mutual friend.
I love Ira.
We went when that place opened, and we went to dinner.
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
Are there, and we were the only table. The food was terrible. And it closed, like, within 2 weeks. But the show was good. Okay, so I want to talk about what else you're watching. Like, you love Dallas, right? Let's talk about Dallas.
I am all in on it, and I don't want people... Like, they are talking about things like... what was it? DeAndra's biggest fear is dying alone.
Yes.
And they all have money.
It's
like
they don't so need
to expand, but like they all have, most of them all have money.
Yeah,
like independently, like they don't. You're not independently, I guess. They married it, but whatever. Like
they're cool, all kind of bringing something.
Yeah, everyone. Like there are no fillers. There are no fillers. I mean, Cameron's a terrible house.
Do you like Cameron?
No, but I don't. I don't like her. Yeah. I don't like watching her. But it's because she's like painfully What is it? Disingenuous? Is that a word? Yeah, like she is not genuine at all. So,
what do you think about her dog food line, though?
Honestly, like I would have been all in on that if she were being herself, because like she's from California, she's probably just a monster. Like, just be a monster. Yeah. Like, don't talk like this and move your mouth and like
that voice.
I know, and it's like she's got a very like Joan Van Ark air about her, like her look. Like,
yeah.
It's like a fine line she's walking, and I don't know. Like, it's just she doesn't. All the pieces don't add up for me. For her, but I think like maybe next season if she came back, like not that she's a villain, but if she came back a la Camille Grammer, like got herself a decent like publicist who could help shape her image and make her authentic. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I like Dallas because they're a little rough around the edges compared to all the other franchises. Like you could tell they don't quite have the budget.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're lit a lot better this year than last year.
Oh,
the other thing is they were like a Ladies of Dallas is what they originally were or something. So for them to like shoehorn them into being a Housewives their first season the way they did with Miami too is like never a good thing.
Yeah,
but when they like when they're like all in on them being a Housewives for the second season, I think it like improves drastically, like this one has. And like
all their makeup got better.
Oh yeah,
their outfits.
I'm so in on them. I want everybody to watch it because it's
so good. And I truly think that scene where Leanne was hopped up on pain meds and talking about the Roundup, I think that was like one of the best Housewives scenes we've seen across any of the franchises.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean,
so
she's great. Like she's Danielle Staub level nuts, I would say, for sure. She's a little bit more polished than Danielle, but at the same time, she's not.
But also that engagement scene where she got engaged, like I was genuinely touched by that.
I thought that was cute, yeah. And, like, you can tell, like, she's not paying that guy to stick around. Like, he's, like, a normal, like, bumpkin guy from Texas. Like, he's not an actor. He's not a fame whore by any means. He's just, like, an older guy. And I'm happy for her.
What do you make of Brandy's eyebrows? Can you get a hold of them?
I don't know. I've never noticed. Is there something wrong with them?
Take a look. They change from scene to scene, and I can't get a... a good grasp on them.
Okay. I hung out with her and Stephanie when they were in New York, and they were both a lot of fun.
Really?
Like, I had a blast with them. Yeah.
They seem genuinely, like, friends on or off camera.
Yeah.
And it's rare to see that in this whole thing, because it's like, it always seems like they're forced together, which is great a lot of times, but it's nice to see a genuine friendship sometimes, too.
Yeah, I would agree. They're girlfriends, you know what I mean?
In the beginning of this season, when they were having that falling out, that was so, like, Jill and Bethany vibes, and I loved it.
It was reminiscent of that for sure.
Now, are you watching the Orange County right now?
Ugh, yes, I'm watching.
It's rough, right?
So bad. It's so bad, Danny.
I agree. Can't
how terrible it is. And it used to be one of my faves.
I know. And normally they always start off a little weak, I think, and then it starts to pick up. But this season is not picking up, and even if it does pick up for a couple episodes, you know, down the line, I think it's gone too far off the deep end. I don't think they could come back from this. But I want to know, what would you change about it? Like, for next season, if you were casting it, what would you do?
Yeah. this is probably a little controversial, but I would dump Tamara and Vicky, and I would and the other ones, like Peggy and Lydia and Megan, whatever, but I don't even consider them like part of the show.
I forget when Megan comes on screen, I completely forgot she was there. Yeah.
I would reshape the cast around Shannon and
Kelly Dodd.
Because I think they could be friends of Vicky. They're friendly right now. Like, they seem to be in a good place. I don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
But also, like, I think if Vicky were not in the picture, they could probably just be friendly anyway, like, independently of whatever. So, and I think, like, Shannon has always been coming undone before very nice, but, like, she's still compelling. Like, I like watching her, and I want to see her marriage fail, and I want to see her.
Completely agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I want it.
I'm 100%. And I also want to see Tamara and Vicky kind of taken down a peg, because they're not offering us enough. They're sort of coasting by, being like, oh, we're the OGs, you know, and Tamara's not officially an OG, but you know what I mean? I feel like they gotten a little too comfortable there.
Yes, Tamara especially. Like, Vicky is just Vicky's like an old lady, right? Like, you know how, like, you see, like, your aunts on Facebook who post, like, All Lives Matter memes?
A minion meme?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's just not, like, she's just an old lady, and, like, I get it, and, like, she's been around forever, but there's a generation gap between her and both. They just don't relate to each other. And
I fucking hate Lydia.
She's a monster.
Hate her.
Like, we all, you know, like, she's a real monster. When you watch her, like, the way that she gaslit Shannon that one episode and then walked away, like, and then dismissed her, like, I'm not about that.
All that fucking talk about Doug's balls, and they still haven't showed us Doug's balls.
I know. I would love to see Doug's balls. I would love.
Me too.
And, like, her in drag, that look was an iconic Housewives look.
Oh, my God.
You look back on it, but she definitely, like, hates gay people, so I don't really, you know what I mean? Like,
100%. She's the worst. And I hate Peggy, too. Like, hate Peggy.
Just not, like, how? How did they, what a waste. Like, the 100th housewife, and she is just not.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Blown her away. And, like, I remember it was Leslie Grossman, one of my favorite people once.
I love Leslie.
Tamara is like, if you cut her open, she would be RC Cola cans and, like, and totally. She's, and, like, I feel like that's what this whole season is. Like, it's just gross. There's nothing about it that I'm really rooting for. So
every single week, I think I'm going to give it up because I just don't like watching it. And lately watching it. It's on in the background.
It is. It's become like I text during the whole thing. Yeah. Whereas I used to be like, but I pay attention from 10 to 11 for Dallas. For
I know. And I need Dallas. They should be flipping time slots.
Yes. They should be flipping time slots. They should put that on Fridays to punish them.
Yeah. I'm so glad you love Dallas, because I've been trying to tell everyone to watch it.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, the first season sucks. Like, who cares?
And
it's
the first season was only 6 episodes, and I would argue that they were enjoyable 6 episodes. Yeah, like, they weren't.
It didn't suck. Like, there were a lot of real great parts of it. Like, sure, it was awkward and a little weird, but it was still, there are some gem moments in there.
Okay, so in Orange County, who would you bring back if you could bring back one of the old wives?
Oh, I mean, there's so many to choose from.
Yeah, or in general, let's just make this a general question for all the franchises. Who would you love to see back?
Who would I love to see back? And maybe not in any kind of full capacity, but in a capacity where she interacts with people, Jill Zarin.
Interesting. That is very controversial, because a lot of people do not like her.
You know what? I don't like her. I don't like her, and I know she's a monster, and the show ruined her, and she will never be the same. But I would love to just, and I don't even want to see her and Bethany. I think her and Bethany are probably on the, like, for real, they're probably fine. Like, I don't think that they would even fight. I don't think they would be friends, but at the same time, like, I would love to see her and Ramona be in the same room together. Just because Ramona's a monster.
Yeah. I was actually very happy that Ramona kind of came back from her season, because early on in this last season of New York, I thought she was just such a monster. There was no way she could come back. Yeah. And I think she makes great TV, so I was happy she sort of had an apology tour at the end.
Yeah, I think she did well. You know who I would like to see come back? And I say this hesitantly, but Heather Dubrow. We didn't know what we had.
Yeah.
And I was no fan of hers in particular, but she was good for the show. She
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And I wanted her gone. I mean, at the end of last season, I was like, get rid of her. When they announced it, I was so thrilled. But, you know, this season I'm like, you know what? Maybe we needed her.
We did.
Her and fucking Terry.
Ugh, Terry. Those leather jackets.
I can't.
The only, have you watched the other show I want to bring up? Because I still can't make heads or tails of it. Is that Real Estate Wars? I haven't watched. It's just the commercials are bananas. Have you watched them?
I have not. I've seen the commercials,
Team McGonagall and Team something or other. Like, there's teams, and I'm like, is this a scripted show? Because, like, all the cutaways are them being like, I'm going to do what it takes to close the deal. And I'm like, this has to be, like, that show on CISO, like, bajillion dollar listing or whatever. Like, I think that's what it is. Like, I don't think that there's...
Wasn't Kelly Bensimone on one of these real estate shows? Maybe I'm making that up. She was on something. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Are there any other shows you probably you want to talk about? See, the you just mentioned a new show that's coming, and I always get leery when a new show's introduced because it's I fall in love with it, and then they take it away from us.
I know. Like, who has the time for a new show? I'm not going to watch it. I don't really watch the real estate ones. I guess I'll, like, Atlanta's coming back, thank God.
Yeah. Did you see the Roach drama with Nene?
Yes, I just saw that.
That's so good.
I can't, like, I can't keep up with their drama, like, off camera, you know what I mean? Like, there's just so much that happens, and I used to be all about it, and I'm not anymore. So I'm a little I like to be surprised. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen before I watch. What else is on Bravo, Danny?
Like, all those Below Decks. I used to like, you know, one of the Below Decks, but it got too much.
I watched, like, I liked the earlier seasons of Southern Charm, except they're the kind of show, and Vanderpump Rules the same, like, they're like Vanderpump Rules, they're waiters, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they are. And, like, once they become famous waiters, it's kind of like, I don't know. Same for Southern Charm. Like, they all think that they're influencers now, and they, like, you know, it's just silly. And I don't know.
The last season of Southern Charm was bad, too. It's just not
compelling. I don't know if I've even watched a full episode of it, if we're being totally honest.
Anything.
I mean, I love the Catherine drama with, what's his name? Thomas Ravenel. But I don't think that they, I think it's a little dark now. Like, it's not fun.
After the election, too, it was hard to watch anything where I'd be thinking they voted for Trump.
You know what? I have a hard time with both Jersey and Orange County. Yeah. Big problem with Orange County. Jersey, it's apparently, I don't know, Siggy, like, posted something about Benghazi once, or I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Like, stop it. Stop
it. Did they all, do you think all Jersey, all of those girls voted for Trump?
Yeah, maybe not Melissa Gorga.
Do you think she even voted?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, that's what, like, on New York, when Sonia was like, I'm not telling you. I'm like, you are not, you have never.
Yeah, she's not registered.
And, like, Lou said she wouldn't tell, but she also paid the maximum donation to Hillary to go to one of her events. So
really?
She did. She's on the list.
Oh, my God. That's surprising. I thought Lou was a Trump supporter because I thought she'd been filmed at Mar-a-Lago.
I don't know, but she was at an event. She was on a list where she donated $2,400?
Oh, my God. I'm so relieved. Like, that.
Same.
I'm so relieved right now.
But you know what? Like, also, I think that Bethany voted for him the whole time just because she wouldn't say anything. But she's really, I am, like, on that train after her getting on that.
I know everything she's been doing has been so great.
Right? And it's like, great, you can be a monster on television, but you're a good person. Yeah. And I can get on board with that. So,
I mean, it's shocking how much she's been doing, and it's amazing, and I bravo.
Yeah, I'm all on the all about Bethany. And to a lesser extent, my queen Lou is in Key West.
How are you doing with all this Lou stuff?
Oh, she's a gem. She's a survivor. She'll come out on top. I, like, you know, I can't wait to see her, cuz you know that obviously she timed all that perfect. So now she can have her finding herself or reclaiming her womanhood storyline for next season. And, like, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm good with Lou. We're on the same. I know that she followed you on Instagram. Congratulations.
She did. It was a great moment.
I always get terrified when someone like that, like, Vicky follows me on Twitter, and I used to be scared, but I know that she has no idea what she's doing.
Do you think Vicky actually logs on? That's what I was thinking about. No. And I'm like, I don't know if she even is on her Instagram.
So you know how, like, your grandma knows how to check her email and that's it?
Yeah.
Like, Vicky doesn't know how to, like, look in her DMs or, like, you know what I mean? Like, she knows how to, like, read tweets and respond.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Kristen Cavallari followed me on Instagram recently, and she, like, watches my stories, and it's really made me stressed out. Like, now I'm like, oh my God, I have to, like, live up to entertain Kristen Cavallari, which is insane.
I know that's a tough one. Who watches? Oh, well, so Mariah Carey follows me.
Wait, and I was going to get into this, but okay, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, no worries. No, Mariah follows me on Instagram. Like, I highly doubt that Mariah is, it's like, what's her name? Stella's kid who's doing it, but... Yeah.
A 12-year-old or 13-year-old?
I know. Occasionally, she will be listed there as, like, having viewed it, and I'm like, oh my god.
Now, we're both humongous Mariah Carey fans. I've mentioned her on every single episode of this podcast.
Oh, good. That always makes me happy.
Yeah, like, I'm obsessed with her. And you've met her before.
I have met her many, many times.
What's been your favorite meeting with her?
Of my stalking her. Okay, my favorite is the way I got to, like, meet her the first time. My friend used to manage a restaurant in New York, and she used to go to it often. And it was a 24-hour restaurant, and so she would come in late at night, and he was the overnight manager. So late at night, it was like drunk people who were leaving the club, or like celebrities who were in the club. So she would always come in at like 2 a.m.
Oh my god.
And this was like after the first time I met her, her assistant had my number, and her assistant texted me, was like, MC's coming in, she wants to see you, which is like best text you'll ever get.
Yeah.
So I went, and I was dating this guy at the time who was not very nice to me, did not treat me very well. And
fuck him.
I was in college. I was a senior in college. He used to, we would make plans, and he would not pick me up, or he would just blow me off. And so that was the night he did that. So I was at this restaurant with her in the private room downstairs. It's like, I texted him, and I was like, I'm with Mariah Carey right now. Like, oh that god. You wish you hung out with me. And he's like, oh my god, I was actually just on my way there, LOL, and like came and like weaseled his way into this private room downstairs.
What an asshole.
And he came and he stood at the table, like waiting for me to like introduce him and like invite him to sit down. So I was like, you know, so and so, this is Mariah, this is so and so. And she kind of like figured out what was going on, like shook his hand over the table, and then she was like, looked at me and she's like, do you need to go? And I was like, oh no, I'm good. And then she looked at him. And this will, like, stay with me for the rest of my life. And she was like, you know, I just, like, really love Greg, and I need him to stay down here with me. You understand, right? And he was like, yeah, totally, I get it. And she, like, dismissed him. She mean-girled him.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Like,
isn't that great?
It's so good.
It's so good. And it's, like, I'll never forget it. And later that night, I sat in her Maybach. She played Meet Eagles MC Squared before it came out.
Oh, my God, so, like, Greg. I just got chills.
It's the best story. I love it so much. Like, don't know if she even remembers it happening, but I remember, you know, like the whole restaurant watched me walk through with her. Like, we were in the basement, and she was like, can I go out like a back door or something? And we were like, the only door is this basement, like storm door, and the stairs are slippery. You'll never make it. She's like, grab my arm. And we like walked her up the stairs and through the dining room. The whole restaurant was like, oh my God. And they all like had a glass window so you could see like the whole street outside. And everyone was like, pressed up against the window watching me get in the Maybach. It was amazing.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is a fucking dream.
It's a cool story, and one I will tell for the rest of my life. Yeah. More so than the story of how I was Teresa's date
at the posh show. What is your favorite Mariah song?
My favorite Mariah song ever would be Breakdown, followed by The Roof.
God, that album. Like, that's your favorite album then, right?
It's the best album. Yeah. It is.
Now, have you heard that she's going to be touring the Butterfly album?
I have. You know what? It's like so weird because my whole life she rarely toured, or she would only tour like once every like 5 years or something. And now I feel like she's going on all these tours, but I feel like it's messy.
Yeah.
And like whatever, you know, what? Like I'll go. I'll give her my money. But I don't know. I just don't feel like it's strategic. I want her to like have a team around her who is not just throwing shit at the walls. And
how do you feel about Stella? Do you think Stella's bad for her?
I mean, I don't know. She's still around, right? She must, you know. Like, I don't know. I don't know if she's like a music, like an artist manager. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she was a reality TV producer for a while or something like that. She worked for E.
Yeah.
So just, I don't know. I don't know if she's a fit, but I don't want to like say yes or no. I guess like she's getting her on stage every night, right?
Yes,
which is like what she needs. She needs a manager. She needs somebody to manage her and get her from point A to point B. Right. Her old man, her first manager was Louise McNally, who's this one. I know I'm like going very deep right now.
No, I love
it. This older blonde woman from like Watchung, New Jersey or something, who just like ruled with an iron fist and like did not want to be on camera, did not want anything to do. Like she was a manager.
Yeah.
And I don't trust like you, when you're on a show like Housewives, you meet a lot of like, and I'm air quoting, but publicists who are these people who like want to pose next to you when you're somewhere and like,
just gross people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not, it doesn't seem like the caliber that she deserves, but.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, it's interesting to see someone at at her age, and now people sort of look down on her a little bit. And it's like a man at her age that has had a similar career trajectory. It's like they're held up as these, you know, they don't get as much scrutiny as the women of her age do. And it's just very frustrating.
It's true. That's true. But I also don't think she has been doing herself many favors.
No.
In curtail. Like, she's a living legend, and that's an undisputed thing. But, like, she doesn't need to, like, she could totally embrace that and, like, make it work for her. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that, like, and I hate to compare her to J-Lo because there's no comparison, but the way that J-Lo has managed her career to me is like what I want for her.
Yeah. And we all want more from Mariah. I think the past couple of years have been tough, and some of these buzz singles that come out, and then the New Year's Eve thing, and it's like, it's just
not good. Not good. I mean,
but I'll defend her till the day that I die.
Oh, I would ride into battle for her any second.
Yeah. Right into that Game of War promo.
Right? Shooting those dragons. Let's kill dragons. What was it? Let's kill some dragons.
Oh my god, that was so good. What do you say to people if somebody insults her? Like, what's your... I always, like, argue about her songwriting skills. I'm like, I don't think people realize her actual talent.
Yeah, well, there's that. That's like a... That's an argument I used to try and make, but it's like asking a gun control person. You know what I mean? Like, you're arguing, it doesn't matter to them. But... when people are like, oh, like after New Year's, they're like, oh, did you see Mariah? Like, your girl really doesn't have it anymore. I'm like, hey, asshole, like, you ever had a bad day at work?
You're like, one fucking night.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, like, that's it. Like, you know, what do you do? I don't know.
And she looked really great that night.
She looked amazing. She was cinched. She was definitely cinched.
Yeah. All right, Greggy. Well, I don't want to keep you any longer. This has already been a long time because I love talking to you.
I know. I could just gab with you for days.
I know.
Well, next time I'm out in LA, we'll have to do this IRL.
I know. I had a whole slew of other questions that I didn't even get to, but I'm glad we got to talk about Mariah because I just love her so fucking much. And this podcast has really just become fitting Mariah into any conversation I possibly can.
Well, listen, if you want, and anytime you need a Mariah expert, like the way CNN has their talking head experts, feel free to loop me in. And I'll come to the rescue.
Oh my God. Okay, Greggy, thank you so much. I love you. This was so sweet of you.
The best. Congrats again on this podcast. It's a hit.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yes. I'm still learning and figuring this out. And I'm hoping this audio is okay. This is my first phone
interview.
I hope you recorded it, Danny. I know. I think we might be okay. I don't know, but all right, knock on wood. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.